and we've got the organisers. Let's start with John Joyce. You're one of the speakers, aren't you? What is a World Health Innovative Summit?
The World Health Innovation Summit is a support programme to help people to better themselves and to support the NHS, support services around the country, around the world, and sharing knowledge and passion. Everybody's got that. Occupational therapists, we've over 50 speakers next week attending, world-class speakers over a two-day period, sharing their knowledge. And it's the largest event that's going to be held in Blackpool for health and wellbeing.
This is worldwide. It's the first one in Blackpool. We know with the current situation with the NHS, you know, they need that support. And how important would you say that is, not just here in the resort, but elsewhere?
I think it's massive. I think it's absolutely massive. I think we can get out there and help and support. There's so many people, which if you can, you know, get here next week and listen to us talking, you'll see how much knowledge is there. And that knowledge and passion can only help.
So what kind of things are we going to be discussing here then?
Well, next week we've got people talking about health, well-being, mental health. We've got people talking about mindset. We've got people talking about cooking, carers.
Because that's very much part of it, isn't it? Because people forget about that side of things.
Yeah, it is. It's surprising, really, because I've gone to a couple of events this week, meetings, various places, and you get talking to professionals, and the knowledge that's shared across from the professionals to the public. So I just class myself as a public. I'm a volunteer. It's remarkable, and that we're taking knowledge away. We're helping each other, and we're building a community. And the World Health Innovation Summit at the moment, it's 3 years old now. It started in Carlisle from a tweet, a simple tweet. It's worldwide. And if you look at us on Twitter, I'll give you the Twitter handle, WizFiledCoast. That's the Twitter handle.
Well, let's speak to Lucy Leonard. She's an occupational therapist. I mean, why did you get involved in this?
I've worked on the File Coast for the last 14 years. I'm not from Blackpool myself, I'm from Merseyside. But I recognise that what a fantastic community we have here in Blackpool and on the File Coast. And working with those communities, I recognised that there was a lot that people had to offer and a lot of knowledge that could be shared. So I wanted to get involved. And again, it was via Twitter. Somebody got in touch with me because they saw what I was interested in. Health and well-being, and I got on the committee, and I'm really happy that that this is being held in Blackpool, and it's going to be a fantastic event for the community.
And I think your talk next week's on kindness, isn't it?
That's right, yes. What my philosophy is very, very simple. It doesn't cost any money. And what I'll be talking about is how to approach each situation that you come across and help, how you can use kindness in decision making. So little random acts of kindness that you can do, what would be the kindest thing to do in this situation. And also, I'm going to touch on how to be kind to yourself as well, because a lot of people are experiencing mental health issues and stress. And I think we need to take time out to be kind to ourselves as well. So we'll be talking about that.
We've also got Julie Brotherton as well, and you've been part of this, haven't you, for nearly a few years.
I've only joined the team.
Come on board, have you?
Yeah, in the past couple of months. I got made redundant about 12 months ago, and I've set up my own business. But one of the things I want to do is give back to the community. I'm Blackpool born and bred, and like the other guys who are involved in this, we want to do good things, you know, we want to make a difference.
What's really good to see is that all three of you have come together and you share the same passion, don't you?
Absolutely.
And that's important, would
Absolutely.
You say?
And none of us had met each other until very recently. And yet we've got this mindset that we all share and that we instantly recognised in each other. And we've now become almost like a family and we support each other. And you know, I've spoken to John about all sorts of things recently. And
talking's a good thing, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes. And that's what this 2 days next week is all about, bringing people together, sharing knowledge, sharing information, helping each other.
Okay, lastly, just remind us, it's on next week, Thursday and Friday. What time and where?
It's on at Blackpool Winter Gardens. Registration starts at 8 a.m. each day. It runs from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Thursday and 9 o'clock till 4:30 on Friday. There's tickets still available, and if you go on our website, then you'll be able to find the tickets.
Fantastic. Well,
due to the generosity of some of our sponsors, we are able to offer some free places, so people just need to get in touch and we'll make sure that they can attend if they want to.
Fantastic. We'll put all those details on our action desk. Julie, Lucy and John there speaking to us. Stylistics now and Sing Baby Sing.